Unit 90. Adverbs. Various points.
Speaking and listening. It's only rock and roll.
Listen.
Hello, and welcome to It's Only Rock and Roll, the quiz programme for music lovers everywhere. Our two guests this evening are both from the United States. Soul singer Millie Franklin.
Hello.
And Luke Friedman of the Accelerators, who began a British tour last night in Manchester.
Hi.
Millie, your new album, Souly Soul, is doing very well. It seems to be popular with everybody.
Well, it's primarily a soul album, but the rock fans seem to like it too.
Yeah. And Luke, where exactly are you going on this tour?
Oh, we're playing around London mostly, but we have a few concerts in the north.
Okay. Let's start round one. Round one is mainly about songs from the 60s and 70s, with one exception there by American artists. Millie, name the artists who recorded these songs. It was Just My Imagination, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, Just the Way You Are, and Just One Smile.
The Temptations, the Moody Blues, Billy Joel,
Yes? How about Just One Smile?
Oh, no idea. Sorry.
Luke?
Gene Pitney. Don't you remember the song, Millie?
No, I don't even remember Gene Pitney. Only joking. Sorry, Gene.
Listen.
Now, Luke, name the artists who recorded these songs. Only the Lonely, Only 16... Only You and Only Love Can Break Your Heart.
Roy Orbison, Sam Cooke, The Platters, and Neil Young.
Exactly right.
And he wasn't just guessing, was he?
No. Okay, round two. Correct these song titles. Some are British and some are American. Luke. David Bowie, 1972. John, I'm Only Reading.
John, I'm Only Dancing.
Right. Millie. Dusty Springfield, 1963, and The Tourists, 1979. I Only Want to Be with Him.
I Only Want to Be with You.
Right. Luke. Art Garfunkel, 1975. I Only Have Eyes for You.
I'm not sure.
Millie?
Oh, it's right, isn't it? I Only Have Eyes for You.
Yes, it was a trick question.
Oh,
sorry, Luke.
Listen and repeat.
I'm Only Dancing. I Only Want to Be with You. I Only Have Eyes for You.
It's really excellent.
Listen.
Have you heard Millie Franklin's new album? It's really excellent.
What's it called?
Souly Soul.
What?
Souly Soul. You know, Only Soul.
Oh, yes, that's right. Souly Soul. No, I haven't heard it.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I didn't like her previous albums very much. They all sounded the same to me, but this one's completely different.
I read a few reviews of it.
What did they say?
Oh, you know. A really excellent album by an enormously talented artist. Highly recommended. Things like that.
Well, they're absolutely right. It's an incredibly good album.
You don't work for her record company, do you?
Listen and repeat.
Really excellent. Absolutely brilliant. completely different.
Enormously talented. Highly recommended.
Incredibly good.
Listen.
Have you heard any good albums lately?
Well, the new one by the Accelerators is quite interesting.
Are they still playing hard rock?
Mostly, yeah.
Hmm.
But some of the songs on this album are fairly gentle. I was quite surprised. Do you like them?
The Accelerators?
Hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I saw them on their first tour here about 18 months ago. They did a concert in London. Place was practically empty.
Yes, well, 18 months ago, hardly anybody had heard of them. They were virtually unknown here.
That's true.
They're a little better known these days. They're doing 6 concerts at Wembley Stadium on this tour.
Hmm. What's their new album called?
It's called Wait For Me, I'm Nearly Ready, I'll Be With You In A Minute. I think you might like it.
No, I'm sure I wouldn't.
Why?
I can't stand albums with long titles.
Listen and repeat.
Quite interesting. Very gentle.
Pretty good. Practically empty.
Virtually unknown. Nearly ready.
Play it loud.
Listen to these song titles and repeat them.
I'm doing fine.
Fly too high.
Hold me close.
Hold me tight.
Listen.
Well, Millie, Luke, thanks very much for being with us on It's Only Rock and Roll.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
And finally, our competition for you at home. You could win a copy of Millie Franklin's new album, Soul-y Soul, and also the new album by The Accelerators, Wait For Me, I'm Nearly Ready, I'll Be With You In A Minute. All you have to do is answer this question. One of the following titles is the title of a Beatles song. Which one? Take It Easy, I'm Doing Fine, Hold Me Tight, Hold Me Close, and Fly Too High. Send your answer on a postcard, please. Well, we'll be back next week, but for now, good night from me and from our guests Millie Franklin and Luke Friedman.
Good night.
Take it easy.
And don't forget, it's only rock and roll, but we like it. When the neighbours are out, play it loud.
Song.
The stars of country music.
A few years ago, when I got on a plane, I always met somebody famous. Some star said hello and some looked away. They don't all like talking to strangers. I met Johnny Cash when I visited Nashville, and I went on to visit Kentucky, where I met Dolly Parton, Ray Charles, and Dean Martin. I just went on being lucky. Well, I always took my autograph book in case I got a chance to use it. And my favorite section in my whole collection was the names of the stars who sing good country music. Denver. I sat in
attitudes.
Listen.
The American group The Accelerators, who are currently on tour in Britain, had a lucky escape this morning. They were on their way to Newcastle when their coach left the road at high speed. Fortunately, no one was badly hurt, although the members of the group were understandably shaken by the accident. The organiser of the tour, Kate Harvey, spoke to our reporter.
Well, I wasn't with them on the coach, so I'm not sure exactly what happened, but apparently the driver made a sudden change of direction in order to avoid another vehicle. There was clearly an emergency of some kind, because he's a very experienced driver.
What about tonight's concert in Newcastle?
We've decided to cancel the Newcastle concert. The group wanted to play, but frankly, it wasn't a good idea. We want to be quite sure they're okay, so we'd prefer them to take it easy until tomorrow.
Presumably, ticket holders can get their money back.
Oh, yes, of course. But we're arranging another date for the concert. Hopefully that'll be in the not-too-distant future. So, ticket holders can keep their tickets and use them on the new date if they like.
Well, maybe the Accelerators should change their name. It seems to have brought them a little bad luck. But seriously, all the best to Luke and the others. We look forward to seeing them fit and well for their Wembley Stadium concerts, which begin on Friday.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Jeff, look at those clouds. Maybe this walk wasn't a very good idea.
Oh, it's okay. It's not going to rain.
I think we should have brought an umbrella.
No, don't worry. I wanted us to walk up here because, well, mostly because, that is, primarily because we've often been here before and there's a great view. Let's sit down.
Okay.
This is a good place for me to ask you the question I was going to ask you before.
Honestly, Jeff, this isn't really necessary, you know. You already know what the answer's going to be.
Oh, maybe. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'll just get down on one knee here.
Oh, Jeff.
To do it in the totally traditional style.
Jeff!
Elizabeth.
Actually, you know, if you want to do this in the totally traditional style, you should really be speaking to my father.
Okay. In a partly traditional style, then.
Right, fine.
Elizabeth.
Jeff, there's a man over there taking a photograph of you.
What?
Only joking. Sorry. Carry on. You're doing fine.
Elizabeth, I only have one question for you. It's a very simple question, and it needs a very simple answer. Will you... Oh! Ooh!
What's the matter, Jeff? Overcome with emotion.
No, cramp. Ooh. Just a moment. I'll change to the other knee.
Everything okay now?
Yeah. Where was I?
A simple question and a simple answer.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth.
Yes, Jeff.
Oh!
I told you it was going to rain!
Yeah, this isn't going exactly as I planned.
Oh, never mind. How about getting married?